The believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel invite you to listen to a gospel message by one of their pastors, Joe Galusik and Walter Pendleton. This week's message is from Joe Galusik. Visit us on the web at www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Men preach what they think is best. There is nothing to preach better than or other than Jesus Christ the Lord. Now this week's message.
I want to read to you today Psalms 110, the 110th Psalm. I'm going to read the whole thing, but it's only 7 verses. What I do want to talk about is verse 3. Psalms 110, verse 1, a psalm of David. The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. In the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. This is a psalm of David, a man after God's own heart. And I want to tell you that this psalm is a prophecy. There's prophecy here. The Bible is full of prophecy. There are so many prophecies, I can't count them. And I want to tell you one thing here. The Bible is the only, and I'm just using this as a term, religious text. And by that mean a book religions have been founded upon, which is full of prophecies that have come true. Other religious texts, books, have prophecies, but they have nowhere near the track record of our Lord. All of his prophecies have come true. All of his prophecies are coming true, and all of them shall. And they are proven in the scriptures. The Book of Mormon, the Quran, all have prophecies that never came true about the end of the world. Joseph Smith and Muhammad have this in common with, they have much in common with Jack Van Impe. They were wrong about the end of the world. This world will come to an end, but it will only come to an end when he says it will, not when any man says it will. The Bible is full of prophecy from Genesis to Revelation and everything in between. But this particular psalm, Psalms 110, this is a prophecy of Jesus Christ. David wrote, The Lord said to my Lord. That's Jesus Christ. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. I wouldn't take my word for it. But I do have scripture to back this up. And that's the only thing we have. That's the only thing we use. That's the source of our authority as preachers is this word, the Bible, the word of God, the book of Jesus Christ, his revelation. But here, the Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand. We have the explanation of this psalm from our Lord and Savior, himself, Jesus Christ. Matthew 22 and verse 41 says, "While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? They say unto him, The son of David. Well, he saith unto them, How then doth David in spirit call him Lord, saying," what Christ just told them is, how did David call Christ his Lord? Verse 44, "The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool." If David then call him Lord, how is he his son? "And no man was able to answer him a word, neither durst any man from that day forth ask him any more questions." What they didn't want to admit is that David called him Lord because he is Lord. Christ is God. He is Lord. He is Adonai. He is Elohim. He is God. Those are the words of Christ concerning this psalm right here. He is saying that the Lord said unto my Lord, saying Yahweh said unto Adon, and Adon is where we get the word Adonai, unto my Lord. David called him his Lord. This is speaking of Christ. "Sit thou at my right hand." Now, that's not at the right hand of David. That's at the right hand of the Lord who is speaking to my Lord. "Until I make thine enemies thy footstool." This psalm has to do with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ himself said so. Now, you can take what you want. You can say what you want. You can do what you want. But this psalm is about our Lord Jesus Christ. "The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies." The Lord is sovereign, and his ruler shall come out of Zion. Now, there's a thing going on that a lot of people have a tendency to ignore, and a lot of people have a tendency to leave out. And it's very simple. Jesus was a Jew. Jesus is a Jew. He is the son of David, and yet David's Lord. And he came out of Zion. I understand a lot of people don't like that. A lot of people like to ignore it. But it doesn't matter whether they like it or not. It's true. It's very true. Our Lord is a Jew. He came out of Zion. And here the Lord says, "Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies." See, there's a thing going around. Make Jesus your Lord. See, first you accept him as your personal Savior, then you make him your Lord, and then you live a higher life or a better life or a more full life, and that's hooey. Because not only is he Lord over his people, over the believers, over those who know him and trust him and love him, he rules in the midst of his enemies. They obey him whether they know it or not. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and he turns it. Not only is the heart there in his hand, he turns that heart whithersoever he will, because God's will is supreme. Now we come to the crux of the matter. Verse 3. I want to tell you something. This is one of my favorite verses of Scripture. "Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power." I love that verse. I love that phrase. I love that thought. There is another common, very common idea that man has a free will. And what I'm here to tell you today is that man's will in having anything to do with our Lord Jesus Christ, anything to do with God, is dependent upon the power of Jesus Christ. That word willing there, that word willing is a noun. It's not a verb. It's not something we do. It's a noun. It's a state of being. Thy people are willing in the day of thy power. They are willing. It's not they will. No, they are willing in the day of thy power. And without thy power, there's no willing. They're not willing. God has a people. You see how this starts out. These first two words, thy people. God has always had a people. They were chosen in Christ from before the foundation of the world. And if you want to argue with that, you're arguing against Scripture. Christ told his disciples, put it this way, you didn't choose me, I chose you. God has a people. God chose these people. They didn't choose him. Why? Because thy people are willing in the day of thy power. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. That shall be is in italics. You can leave it out. You can put it in. It doesn't change the meaning of that sentence. Thy people willing in the day of thy power. It's thy people, and it's thy power. They're willing. The will of man, I understand, is a great sacred cow in religious societies today. I am fully aware of the resistance to this. It's treated as a basic fact of nature. It's not, but it's treated that way. It's treated as a fact. An unassailable fact. Well, the Bible assails that fact. The Bible assaults that fact. The Bible denies the free will of man. The Bible here says about our Lord that his people are willing in the day of his power. They're not willing in the day of their free will. They're not willing in the day of their choice. They're not willing in the day of anything man does. They're willing in the day of his power. This is a fact. This is a statement. It's not a question. There's no debate. There's no argument. If a man is willing, it's because of his power and nothing else. The will of man, be honest. Come on, work with me here. The will of man is mutable, changeable, and one more thing, it's depraved. The will of man is unchangeable only in that extent, one respect, the will of man is just as fallen as the rest of man. The depravity of man extends to the will because, well, how can I say that? Well, because it's true. But the will of man depends upon his heart. Now, the heart, the inner essence of a man determines his will. How can I say that? Well, it's easy. Christ put it this way. It's not what a man, you, put in himself that defiles the man. It's what comes out. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. The heart of the natural man as he is born, is deceitful above all things. The heart of a man, the natural man as he is born, is desperately wicked. Now, I have been told this personally. Well, God knows my heart. Now, that's usually a response I have gotten when I questioned an action or a something someone said, like that I would consider bad or seem to be possibly rude or mean, generally mean from the person I have heard this most from. And they said it without fear and without trembling, because it is true. God does know your heart, and that ought to scare the living dickens out of you. He knows your true motivations for what you say. You know, there are things where some people try to tell you they're practicing tough love, but no, what they're practicing is meanness of spirit. The willingness of man to do anything good is dependent. It is utterly and completely dependent upon the power of the Lord. That's what this psalm is teaching. And this is the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand. This is from the Father and the Son. These are the words of the Father, who's going to send the rod of thy strength out of Zion, who did send the rod of his strength out of Zion, who rules in the midst of his enemies. Guess what? His people are willing in the day of his power. This goes right down the line. He rules over all. Man's will is only incredibly good at one thing. Man's will is incredibly good at rebelling against God and against his Son. Christ told some in John chapter 5, verse 39. He said, you search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. That's what this is. The Lord said unto my Lord, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Verse 40, he says, and ye will not come to me that ye might have life. Now, how free were those men's will? How free was it when the Lord of glory looks you dead in the eye and says, you will not come to me that ye might have life? Guess what? You're not going to come to him that you might have life. The only answer is his people are willing in the day of his power. We are no better than these fellows that Jesus Christ spoke to. We are just as depraved. We are just as fallen. Our flesh is just as corrupt. The only difference between those fellows and myself is that God changed my will. He made me willing in the day of his power. John chapter 6. There are people who think that, our other pastor, Walter, heard this at a funeral. Someone was up there, it was a funeral for a loved one that had passed on. And the fellow who was preaching the funeral, as they call it, made a statement about his God being a gentleman. My God wouldn't force anybody to do anything. He's a gentleman. He might be right. His God might not. But the God of the Bible does. Do you understand me? The God of the Bible makes people willing who are unwilling. Unwilling is just a state of being as much as willing is. We were born unwilling, and we we stay unwilling until he makes us willing. John chapter 6 and verse 28 says this, "Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent." Now, I've heard a lot of people preach from this or mention it in their sermons, and they do very wonderful work with it, but I suspect some of them are missing part of the point here to what our Lord just said. This is the work of God, that ye believe on him. They emphasize believing, and that's true. We must believe. If you believe not that I am he, you're going to die in your sins. That's the truth. That's as much scripture as this. But what I want to emphasize here, these Jews were talking about one thing, and Christ answered them, and answered them truthfully, but I don't think they got the point. This is the work of God, that you believe. Do you catch that? If you believe, it's the work of God. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. You will believe, but you will only believe, just like you will only be willing, because of his power, not any power of your own, because we were without strength and Christ died for us. We had, what does that mean to be without strength? You got none. The literal word translated is strengthless. There was no strength. Paul brings in dead in trespasses and in sin. What can a dead man do? Absolutely nothing. That's the way this is. That's the illustration Paul uses. This is the illustration we have here. In John 1 and verse 10, he says, "He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Now, people stop and they'll preach that and they'll stop right there and they say, "Oh, see, we receive him. We receive him. Come on, give us some credit. Be nice, you know?" Now, this is true. His people do receive him. But John goes on in verse 13 to tell us why and how we received him. John 1 and verse 13 says, with these three words, "which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man." Guess what? That's 1, 2, 3 negatives right there in a row. Okay, they're born. But they're not born of blood. It has nothing to do with your family's ancestry. They were not born of the will of the flesh. It has nothing to do with your will. Your will is not involved in this. Nor the will of man, any man. What's the next three words? Which were born, but of God. Those that received him and those who were, past tense, born, those are the one who were willing because of his power. Those are the ones that he, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, it's not. It's of the will of God. It's of the power of God. And that's the only time ever that anyone is willing, is in the day of his power. When Jesus Christ calls his sheep by name, they hear his voice and they follow. They follow. They do follow. But it's because of his voice It's because of His command. It's because of His power. It's because of His life that He gives. The life that comes from God. The life that comes through His Son. The life that is brought by the Holy Spirit is not of the will of man. There is no such thing as free will. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care how long it's been preached. I do know it's been preached just about as long as there have been men around. And it's been wrong just as long as men have been around. This prophecy of David's, this prophecy of our Lord Jesus Christ says, "Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power." The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. You know, that's another reference to Christ. Melchizedek was a priest, the king of Salem, and a priest who had no father, no mother, no beginning, no end. Guess who that was? Jesus Christ. And His people are willing in the day of His power. No other time, no other place. It takes a miracle of grace. It takes power, the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, to bring us to Christ. Thank you.
This broadcast is supported by the believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel. We meet every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Sovereign Grace Chapel is located in Crow, West Virginia, just off Country Club Drive on Annabelle Lane, just north of Little Beaver State Park. Our web address is www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Our mailing address is Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15 in Kellysville, West Virginia 24732. Again, that's Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15, Kellysville, West Virginia 24732. Come hear Christ preached.